Alrighty, here we go again. This is episode 8 of Beamcast. I'm at The Point in New York City, Greenwich Village, 37A Bedford Street, between Carmine and Downey. Okay, people, so where was I? I'm sorry that I've been gone for so long. October to New Year, everything was out of whack. I've been sick, kids been sick. They're home for vacation, driving me to drink, and I didn't have any liquor, so I couldn't. And I'm back in the saddle. This is the usual knitting and spinning and everything that comes in between. I've got some of my girls here. Val had to leave early, but
Pam stepped in.
Yes, we have Pam and my little
special guest,
Beelit, and her friend over there. And they're not paying us any money, and that's great. So, where was I? Don't you just love that commentary? Yeah, she's gross. All right. Spinning.
You have big news to announce.
There she goes. That's Tanya. Right. For the record, I'm not pregnant. Okay, just want to get that out in the air right now. Yes, I'm sure. Okay. I couldn't be more sure today than ever in my life. Yeah, I've got this big round thing coming my way, maybe early February, the second week of February. I finally got my own spinning wheel. So now I can relax and really get into spinning without having to worry about when do I have to give it back?
The next podcast after the wheel comes.
Yes.
Come until like May.
Yes, of course, because I won't resurface for oxygen for like 4 months. I'm going to, as a matter of fact, thanks for reminding me, because I'm going to have to start cooking and freezing meals. And whenever the kids say, Mommy, what's for dinner? Freezer. I won't even say the word. I'll just point to the freezer. Say, you know how to, you know, pop it in the microwave 3 minutes, that'll work.
So really, Bean, it's okay that you didn't buy the folding version, because you never need to put it away.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. I already put the Joy that Val lent me in the closet when it's not in use, and that is probably what I'll have to do with the Fricky when it comes. I've got room in there. I can just put it in there. So my main concern for portability was being able to travel with it. More and more spinners in New York City, you know, are emerging, and they're getting wheels, and we live all over the five boroughs, and you want to be able to travel to group meets and stuff like that, and you don't want to have to, you know, have cycles on the train saying, get that thing out of my way, you know, because there have been times when people try to run me over with their strollers, and I, you know, wanted to smack them with their own kids, so I just decided, you know, I want to be nice to people and not take up a lot of space. Buses get crowded, especially if I have to travel during rush hour, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, it does happen, traveling during rush hour. Don't look at me like that. So,
I'm the driver now.
You shush. Not for long.
She's entitled to her road rage right now, though.
Huh? Yeah, I guess. Okay. So, yeah. Knitting sanity was one of the things I wanted to discuss before I got told to tell everybody I was pregnant.
Right.
Knitting has really kept us sane.
She said pregnant more than we have.
Because now it's really because it's the big joke now. No, trust me. There have been days when I would want to, you know, scream my head off. But I pulled out my needles. I pulled out a pattern. I cast on. And I let the pattern drive me crazy. And I think that's just so much better than all the other bull we have in our lives. You know? When you could sit back with a glass of, you know, Jack Daniels and soda and you know, realize that you can't knit this pattern because you're half drunk. It's a good feeling, ladies and gentlemen. It really, really is. Especially when the little ones in the next room screaming, get off of my head! She knows what I'm talking about. Of course she is, because she knows I'm talking about her. But, yeah, that's something I wanted to, you know, talk about for a second. And, you know, Karen here says that there have been many occasions when knitting has really helped her keep from strangling little people. So I'm wondering now if I should ever let her babysit.
Big people.
Yeah, big people too. That's right, because, you know, men are big babies. Yeah. Right. Tanya, wake up.
Yeah.
I said men are babies.
Right.
Married ones. Okay. So, yeah. Well, committed. Whatever. Anyway. Because, you know, he's
married.
Sitting here looking at me like, what? Yeah, Tamara, you're really doing good.
I think you're just pretending to have something playing in your
phone. I just realized that. Yeah. No, we're not going to go into standby and bat one up again. So, yeah. This is another question that I've been meaning to ask my girls and never really got around to it. Do you have a clear preference for knitting or spinning? Which is it? Yeah. Karen says knitting. No, Karen doesn't say knitting. She just holds her sock up over her head. That's a good answer.
It kind of depends, I think. I mean, sometimes with spinning, you know, you're kind of tied to a location, which yes. makes it difficult. You know, you can't have it all the time. And
even if you have a traveling wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you have a traveling wheel.
That's true.
So, you know, with the knitting, it's like anywhere you go, you can work on it. And
right.
sometimes, you know, once you sort of break out of the groove of the spinning, it's harder to get back into it because you always have your knitting project with you. I think
right.
you never fall out of the groove.
Right.
Of it, so.
I hear what you're saying. I think that for me it fluctuates. Sometimes I get into a knitting jag, sometimes I get into a spinning jag, especially when spinning began
yes,
to click for me, when I really started saying, wow, this is really working, I can do this. I tried to spin a couple of years ago, it didn't work for me. I think the fiber was bad, but I got a spindle last year, I tried it again, and for some reason it just clicked better for me. So I said, this is good, but it would be faster with a wheel. So I just spent the rest of the year desperate for a wheel.
Obsessing.
I went to Rhinebeck Festival and I saw a couple of wheels, and you know, I was like, I'm sitting on a platinum card. Do I really want to buy this wheel and have my husband smack me over the head with it when I get home? No, it's going to have to stay here. And I would ooh and ah and, you know, lament and cry. And, you know, I figured I'd soothe myself with fiber. So I got some more of that, spun myself silly with the spindles. But then I got to borrow this wheel, and it was like an instant love affair. And my knitting suffered
despite
greatly.
Despite plying backwards.
Despite plying backwards. Yeah, we had a little incident where I had plied, spun up some fiber, and I was trying to get the rest of it off the bobbins. And after a couple of glasses of wine, I kind of forgot which direction I spun it in, and I kind of didn't realize that I was plying it in the same direction. So when I took it off the nitty-nitty, it all went to hell.
She made herself a crown.
Yes, it
yeah.
looked like rice pudding. Yeah. So we won't
pretty.
Do that again. Yeah, rice pudding. It resembled.
It didn't look like rice pudding.
Okay, it looked like boucle.
Okay, that
would
be a happy accident.
Oh, no, it wasn't knittable. I couldn't figure out which end was which.
It was
which.
Fluff.
Yes, it was like, you know, afro curl.
On Etsy, and somebody would have bought
For $200.
No, yeah, you know, that's really sad. But no, I couldn't bring myself to, you know, fool someone like that. I mean, if you want a crown of, you know, fiber, great. But if you actually want to knit with that, good luck. What else have we got on the agenda? What's on the needles right now? I've got the most jacked up pair of knee socks in knitting history. Now, for the record, everyone says they look great. But, you know, I'm going to name them my what was I thinking socks. Because I've got these socks. I've got Knit Picks sock memories and flower power as a color, and I'm knitting away, and I said, you know what, I'm tired of having leftover yarn, I'm going to use up all this yarn, but I said, I don't like the way socks come up mid-calf, so let me make them knee socks, and ran out of yarn. I think it's the stitch pattern on the foot that did it. It used up a lot more yarn than I anticipated, and that's a lesson I learned in this case. It's quilted lattice stitch that I got online. Used up a lot more yarn than I anticipated. So what happens is I've got to add some extra yarn that I had from somewhere. I tried to dye it a similar color, but it'll do. Yeah, so that's what's on my needles right now. I've got some Lorna's Laces Shepherd Sport that I got for Christmas from Karen. Thank you. And I'm making a...
Freaking messed up the entire stitch.
Oops! Sorry, Karen. Not my fault.
Oh,
man. That's crapola. See, she's working on pomatoma socks, and, you know, I told her she was crazy, but she don't listen. Yeah, branching out. I'm working on a branching out with the Lorna's Laces Shepherd Sport, and it's coming out nice. I got distracted by the socks. I really want to get them out of the way and off the legs, because it's getting cold.
Yeah,
so after the heat wave we had the last couple of weeks, you could go outside
it's kinda warm
in your bikini.
Right now,
yeah, it's like 50 degrees, 51 degrees out there and drizzling. That's basically what I've got on the needles right now. And on the bobbins, like I said, I've got some wool silk and silk thrum type of fiber from Rhinebeck, from Little Barn, on the bomb, as I'm waiting to apply that. That's really all I can say about the spinning rod. I'm trying not to use the wheel too much because I really, really want to get into my Fricky. If any of you people out there listening can come up with a nice name for the Fricky wheel, preferably a male name, I would really appreciate it. Yes, not Frank. No Frank, no Fricky, no nothing, because I have other curse words for him. So, what else have I got here? Yeah, we're at the point. We're at the point, ladies and gentlemen. 37A Bedford Street between Carmine and Downing. Come on down. Yeah, right. We're not live, but come on down anyway. They love to have you if you buy yarn. They love to have you if you don't buy yarn. We've got bags. We've got books, bags, needles, food. They make the best chai latte in the world. Okay, they make the only chai latte I've ever tasted other than my own. But it's good, people. It's good. Yes, we've got this new wheel coming, and that's really all I can think about. I'm walking around the house saying, everything in the bedroom, including the bed, has to go in the kitchen now so I can have my spinning. I'm just desperate. I'm really thinking about rearranging the house to where I put the desk with the computer back in the living room so that I can keep everything out there, my yarn and everything. That might require that I throw the couch away. But since we don't sit on it and entertain anybody, it shouldn't matter. Yes. Well, no, I guess I should leave the couch because you people come by the house one day, you'll need a place to sit when you spin. Yeah, right. The couch is crap. It's got to go.
Yeah, when you invite us.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just that the house is always a disaster zone because I got little people who, you know, as soon as you pick something up, they drop something else.
Now, you're not going to be able to use that excuse anymore.
Yes, I know, because the house will stay clean. They'll have moved out. I love you, but you gotta go, sweetie.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's my little bean.
I don't know. I mean, the clean house is not correlated to kids. You've seen my house. It's not clean, and I have no kids.
But there's a different degree of messiness that comes with children, because you've got toys and shoes and homework and books and, you know. Yes, crap that doesn't belong. And I'm like, when you come in, hang up your coat, just put it where it belongs. And that's just the ones I gave birth to. We're not talking about the one I married. They're the worst one. Yes, they come in and they drop their coat here. There's a sock there. One day I'm going to find a sock in my freezer, and that's just going to be it.
I have computer parts underneath my kitchen table.
Did you find an ace of spades in your crisper, though? That's the thing. I'm finding parts of a deck of cards in my fridge.
There's a joker underneath the couch. Is it yours?
Probably. Because Veronica will grab everything and make a mess of it. It's a wonder she hasn't gotten into my yard and, you know, destroyed it yet. Oops, let me knock on wood. Hold still. There you go. I love you, sweetie. So, I guess that's going to be it for this broadcast. Stay tuned for the next episode, episode 9, when I actually get the wheel in about 3 weeks. And after that, you'll probably never hear from me again. That's all right. I still love you, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bean signing out. Stop already! Oops!